Hello.
Hi, this is Shelley from XPO. Did you request a call back?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how can I assist?
You said your name is Sherry?
Shelley, yes, ma'am.
Shirley, hi, how are you?
No, how are you doing?
Okay, thank you. So, I didn't really catch the company's name, but this is you guys hire I guess electricians and gas people from Home Depot. Is that true? Hello?
No, we partner with Home Depot to perform their installations.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Yeah, that's what I was. Oh, okay. So, my parents went to Home Depot last week and purchased two gas ovens to be installed at their rental property, and they were delivered, and we had one person come to install the gas oven, but he said he only received an order for one installation, and they install that on Tuesday. We had another person come today to the other unit to install the other gas oven, and he didn't really give a very clear reason what was wrong, but he said that it wasn't going to fit and that he couldn't be responsible, and he left. So the install was never done.
Okay, yes,
So
ma'am.
what happens in this case? Do you get another person to come in and install it?
Well, actually, we would notify Home Depot to let them know because all charges have to go through Home Depot. So, for a fit, if they wanted us to perform the cuts and we had that ability, they would go ahead and send us additional work to perform. And then they would reschedule us for the next available date. Or we can reschedule if we have the order, but we have to have the additional service to be added through Home Depot first.
Well, so I'm not understanding because there shouldn't be anything. So the person who was contacted to do the install, would they let you guys know that they weren't able to finish the job, and then you guys contact Home Depot? How does that work?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Everything is notated. If they're not able to perform a job, they'll
Yep.
notate it in their notes and then they'll place the order in what we call PCR, which is pending client reschedule, and that alerts
Okay.
Home Depot. And then they basically follow up from there. They create a different work order, add the services, and then proceed on our way. But they handle things on their end before it gets passed over to us. So if there is additional work that needed to be done for cuts, for example, to make something fit, they would cover all that first and then send it to us. They may be covering it for you if you ordered it that way, but we wouldn't
The
be able
Home
to tell
Depot
you.
would?
Yes, ma'am. If you ordered it that way and there was no additional work that needed to be completed at the time, especially if they performed a measure, they may cover it on their end, but we wouldn't have a say so in that. We just let them know what happened.
So is it that the installation person hasn't contacted Home Depot, or who do they contact? Do they contact you guys, or do they contact Home Depot?
They notate the order in our system, an XPO
So you
system.
haven't been notified yet that it hasn't gone through, and potentially, is it something that you can look up?
Sure, I can try to look that up. Can I have your last name, please?
Okay. Hong, Hong.
And the zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
The zip code, please.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look that up. It's Framingham, Massachusetts.
Okay, I can try with MS. Give me just one
Okay,
second.
thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you.
Oh, just wanted to make sure that you're still there.
Yes, ma'am. And what was the first name, please?
I think it's under my mom's name, J-U-N-G.
No, I don't see J-U-N-G.
Let me try my dad's first name then. It's Chong, C-H-O-N-G.
Okay. No, it narrowed it down to only three that are in mass. I have Kung Hong, and then I have Kathleen Hong, and she actually has two orders. Would it be under Kathleen?
Nope.
Okay. I can try with the full address.
Okay. I think it might be under 694 Waverly Street. Or 698 Waverly Street. I can't remember what number it is.
Okay. I don't see that in my system. Do you happen to know the phone number that it would be under?
You don't have 694 or 698 Waverly Street on your order?
No, ma'am. I'm looking at my system on deliveries for today and or installations for today, and I don't see that.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh. Is it possible if I gave you the phone number of the person who showed up today, would you be able to look up their information and where they were assigned to?
Absolutely. I can try it that way.
Okay. Their number is 774-666-0616.
Okay.
And my mom said they were there at 10:15 this morning.
Okay. Bear with me just a second. I'm still here with you. I'm just trying everything that I can to try to pull it up.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was advising I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to everything I can to pull it up.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm still not showing anything with that number either.
Um, So I'm looking at the receipt for the installation that happened on Tuesday for one of the units. It looks like the phone number is very similar for their emergency contact number. Do you contract with Best Yet Installation?
Yes, ma'am. We do work with Best Yet.
Okay. So I think they're the same people who came on Tuesday as well as who came today. And do you know if you have anything from them saying that the installation for today wasn't done or couldn't be done?
Well, I can't really see into their direct orders. There are service providers, so I can't really see like directly into their orders. And it was for a gas dryer, correct?
It was for a stove, gas stove.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. No. Yeah, I'm really not seeing anything.
You don't see any orders for Best Yet for an install?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I see Best Yet. That's one of our contractors, but I don't, I can't see directly into all of their orders. Maybe they placed you with our appliance delivery service. Would you like me to translate to each of them? Because I don't see your order in complex install.
How does the appliance delivery service work with, how is that related to the installation?
Well, we have three different ones. So Home Depot decides which service to send it to. For complex install, that's more of our upper words for services that need more licensed individuals to come out, which I would assume that would be with us. But because I don't see it in here, I believe they may have transferred it to appliance installs, which they carry appliances and they get direct communication from Home Depot in order how to install. So they get instructions. But I don't see it on my end, so I believe they may have transferred it to them. And they also partner with our Best Lit installers. It's just a different division through XBO.
Okay. Would it be best then if I called Home Depot to find out what's happening?
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome to reach out to Home Depot.
I mean, what's the best fastest way for me to find out what's happening with the order?
Well, unfortunately, on my end, I'm only going by what you told me. I can't actually see the order, so I'm not really sure, like, on my end, what's
been
updated.
Okay, let me ask you this one. Are you able to look up past deliveries and past orders that happened during the course of the week?
Yes, ma'am. I looked up everything with the last name Hong in Massachusetts, and I only came up with Joseph Hong, Kathleen Hong, and Raymond Hong.
Okay. Yeah.
Could any of those be related?
No.
I have a Channing Road. I have a Blackberry Lane. I have a Forest Ridge Drive.
Just Waverly Street.
Yeah, I didn't pull anything up with that information. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you think it might be with the delivery?
Appliance, yes, ma'am.
It's with appliance. So wait, hold on. Can you tell me what department you're in that I'm talking to?
We're complex. So say for example.
You're complex? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Say for example, you ordered like a wall unit, right? Something that you would have to sit your TV in. So it would come with about five different pieces, and our installers would be able to actually cut out your wall and force that in there after a pre-measure, stick that in there, screw everything in, glue everything
together.
Okay,
so that's probably why. Yeah, that's probably why, because this is just an oven install. They should be able to just connect it right in and install it. So I don't think it would be your area, at least from what you're describing. That doesn't sound like it would be that. So you were saying another department in your company would be appliance, and they strictly deal with appliance installations. Is that right?
I believe that's who you need to speak with.
Okay. All right. I think that makes sense. And what is the extension there? What is their phone number, just in case we get disconnected if you try to transfer me?
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Let me pull that up. Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. For Home Depot appliance installs, it's 866-907-6489.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. Learned a lot. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to connect you to them?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you for calling XPO. Transferring you now.
Thank you.